California, my adopted home state, is full of superlatives. The lowest point in the Western Hemisphere is at Badwater in Death Valley, at 282 feet below sea level. This is also the hottest and driest place on Earth. And a scant 50 miles away is the highest point in the contiguous U.S., Mount Whitney, at over 14,000 feet. The Owens Valley on the east side of the Sierra is the deepest valley in North America. It's bounded by mountains that rise 2 miles above it. The oldest lake in North America? Well, that would be Mono Lake. It may be 3 million years old. And the largest volcanic eruption in all of geologic history occurred outside Mammoth Lakes in the Long Valley Caldera. Debris equal to the size of Mount Shasta was blown into the atmosphere in a cataclysmic explosion. Tallest living thing on the planet? Well, that would be a coastal redwood growing in Humboldt that was measured at over 376 feet high. The largest living tree is a giant sequoia, the General Sherman tree in the Sequoia National Park. The first branch on this tree is bigger than any tree in the eastern U.S. And the oldest living tree is a bristlecone pine, nearly 5,000 years old, the Methuselah tree, located high in the White Mountains just east of Bishop. But scientists have also identified a clonal group of creosote bushes in the western Mojave that's been continuously growing since the end of the last ice age. Yosemite Falls is the highest waterfall in North America. The deepest submarine canyon is in Monterey Bay, which dwarfs the Grand Canyon. The largest seabird colony south of Alaska is out at the Farallon Islands. The greatest number of bald eagles in the lower 48 states? Well, that would have to be Tule Lake, just north of Shasta. The greatest concentration of ducks, geese, and swans in all of North America is along the Sacramento River near Yuba City. I feel truly blessed to live here. California is great. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.